Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Load them up, boys. Where's Davy Crockett when you need them?
Hour number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as we're actually trying to catch up because of the way things went last week. So we're doing the recap this week with The Truth About Guns Today. And joining us once again is the Editor-in-Chief, Dan Zimmerman. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm okay. I guess, I reckon. It's still an interesting time to be out here, you know.
Interesting time in
to be alive.
The world, yes, it is.
Yep.
In the Chinese sense of the term of the word,
right? What are you seeing out there, out yonder, in all of the ether of the stuff that you're writing about? What's coming across your desk most predominantly?
Oh, there's all kinds of people. Things. People seem to be getting kind of restless with staying at home, and they're tired of it. You've got people talking about starting a quote unquote responsible rebellion. You've got, and on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the governor of Michigan, who's exercising her authoritarian muscles and shutting down industries or parts of stores basically going full authoritarian, which is really nice of her, making all kinds of friends at a time when she allegedly wants to be Joe Biden's running mate. I wouldn't think that would help her much.
I thought he was going to pick Kamala.
Yeah, but there's something to be said for Wretched Gretchen. He really needs Michigan. He's got California no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think if he picks her, he's going to get Michigan?
I would think that would help him. I mean, traditionally, a candidate wins their state. There are many that haven't won their states. So, I mean, that's one of the key states that flipped in. That were behind the so-called blue wall that flipped and went for Trump in 2016.
Yeah, but I mean, she's basically got what, martial law light happening there. I mean, that's no fun for nobody.
No, it's not at all. But she's got the advantage of being female, which Biden says he wants, and she's got a state with plenty of electoral votes. That's a swing state. And that's a pretty valuable thing. So I would think that those things are going to redound to her favor, in her favor, and might outweigh some of her dictatorial actions taken during the pandemic.
I don't know. I just don't see them forget. I mean, we're talking about, let's see, this is the fourth month, and we're talking about by on the 11th. So in a little more than half a year, that election is going to be held and the run-up's going to be going on. And I'm pretty sure Trump's going to be pointing out, well, let's look at what government has done in Michigan. In Flint, you can't drink the water, blah, 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 blah. And he'll just list the litany because that's what he does. And she'll be seen as the one that oversaw a lot of this, even though she probably wasn't there when all that was happening.
No, some of that she wasn't there, but some of it she was. And she's been called the worst governor in the United States. by some people on the other side of the fence. She's not exactly a warm and fuzzy individual. Yeah, she's building herself a wonderful record for the other side to run on right now. She has not, it should be noted, so far, tried to shut down gun stores, although she did not designate gun stores as essential businesses or infrastructure.
Right.
So she seems smart enough to have avoided that fight, because that would be a big one. Pretty much every governor in the country who is allowed gun stores to be closed in their state has been sued. I guess she doesn't want that hanging over her head in an election year. That could hurt her.
Is she up for re-election in Michigan?
No, I just meant in terms of her chances of being.
This is not me being misogynistic, okay? But I don't see the first female to be in the presidential vice presidential pairing that's going to be successful in it is going to be the first female that's running for president that actually has a movement behind her. I don't see what's good about having a female because she's a female. Run as your vice president. I mean, if that's the only characteristic, why don't we go with pantsuit? Why don't we put old Chardonnay Hillary in there? She's got lots of experience too.
She's the smartest woman in the world.
That's right, the smartest in whatever room she sits in. But then she and Joe would see Gretchen. They'd probably find Gretchen holding a pillow over Joe's face.
Picking someone because she's a woman is just as sexist as picking someone because he's a man. It's ridiculous. I mean, there are other factors that need to be weighed. Experience, intelligence, competence, all of that. I tend to think you're right. I think the first person who runs and successfully is probably going to be somebody who runs at the top of the ticket. Might be a Nikki Haley. I don't know.
I think it'll be Nikki Haley in 2024.
I think that very well may be.
And I don't know who she would pick. And I mean, Nikki was the governor of my state, and she has certainly, when she got picked to run the UN, from the American side of the UN, I was like, wow, who soaked Trump on that one? But she surprised me, because I always thought of her as sort of a political lightweight. But she has assimilated. And I would look at her to be the female version of a Barack Obama. Not in her policy, but just in the fact that everybody would look at her and see this younger person with a lot of strength. Because she definitely ran, when she was ambassador at the UN, she was tough. She was a tough female. Yeah,
she took no prisoners there and didn't suffer the anti-American fools that run most of that operation. And she seems to be very attractive as a candidate and fairly charismatic too.
Yeah,
so I would think that she would do well.
She's very firm. I mean, she's not somebody to now. What did you call her? Wretched Gretchen.
Yeah. Well, the other one that goes around mostly is Gretchen Half Whitmer.
Oh, okay. Well. Whatever she is, she's not looking good as far as being the one to win Michigan for Joe Biden. But I'm afraid she's, if they did win, they'll find her in the Oval Office with a pillow over his face going, I'm protecting him from coronavirus.
Yeah.
Go get the Supreme Court Chief Justice. We're going to have a swearing in here shortly. Just give me 5 minutes.
Take that into account, because whoever is his VP is very, very likely to have to step into the top job before I would even think the first term is over.
Yeah.
Given his mental acuity.
Yeah, when he talks, he sounds like he's having a stroke anymore. Hang on for me, if you would. We're coming up on the first break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where you can find this Michigan local gun shops are still open. That's what we were referencing. It's there. Very, very prolific, day in, day out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and I saw, well, I didn't watch it, but you were referring to the call for a ordered responsible rebellion, and that came from Rob Pincus on my friend Mark Walters. He started a YouTube video stream. He called for that today, didn't he?
I think it was might have been yesterday. But
might
yeah,
have been yesterday.
Yeah. Pincus's position is, look, we have enough restrictions on life in the U.S., and there's a way to get people moving and back to work and get America rolling again and do it responsibly, meaning you can open most businesses with people wearing masks, people wearing gloves, maintaining social distancing, as long as you know keep basic safety concerns in mind as you go about your business. And if you go out, if you're in grocery stores, if you go to the UPS store, if you go to most businesses that are still open right now, you see people doing this all the time.
Sure.
So why not open the rest of America, other than some activities where it's impossible? And I don't think anybody's talking about packing 40,000 people into a baseball stadium or,
yeah,
you know, or having a convention, you know, on a floor where it's impossible, not to be far too close to people who may be spreading, the coronavirus.
So where does the rebellion part? Now, I didn't watch it. I know it happened because, I'm fascinated with what Mark is doing right now. I'm thinking about trying that myself, but, I didn't watch it, but how do you do a responsible rebellion? Is that like being sort of pregnant? I mean, how does that work?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are states where that are still under shutdown orders and stay-at-home orders.
Sure.
And I think Pincus's point was that it's time to start defying them and having small businesses and commercial operations where it makes sense that aren't quote unquote critical, but could still operate in a safe manner that isn't going to endanger at risk individuals, to have them start up anyway and get back to work and employ, start paying their, so they can start paying their employees, get people off of unemployment, and start to roll back some of the more authoritarian restrictions that have been imposed on us in different states to different degrees.
If I were going to make a recommendation on any of that, first of all, who's going to make the decision as to what is an okay thing to open and what isn't?
Well,
who's going to make that call? And then, yes, sir?
Well, I think he's saying that's up to the individual. I mean, I don't think that anybody who's got a restaurant where, you know, people are packed in shoulder to shoulder, you're packing in 120 people at a time during dinner. I don't think that's what he's talking about. Now, there may be restaurants that try to do that, but I doubt that most people are going to want to even go to a restaurant like that these days. Does it make sense to open bars right now? I doubt that too. So he's leaving the decision up to individuals. That's why he's calling it a responsible rebellion. He wants people to be responsible and do this in ways that make sense and don't put people at risk. Now, what that means is, you know, there are going to be people who aren't responsible, and they're going to be bar owners. They're going to.
But we face that every day, though, Dan. We face that every day.
We absolutely do. People are going to have to face consequences of bad decisions.
People, adults are going to have to adult up. They're going to have to get back to this adulting up part of it. If you take coronavirus out of it, 7,000 times a day, people die due to premature reasons, period. And all of them are tragic. And, is it a bigger tragedy if your loved one gets killed in a DUI versus coronavirus? Is coronavirus bigger because it's coronavirus? I mean, getting out, the way we're doing things right now, this is the stupidest thing this country's ever done. We've been through 12 pandemics and we never shut down nothing. The most recent being H1N1, which made more people sicker, and as of right now, killed more people in the United States and killed more people worldwide. And it was deadlier. And we did nothing.
That's true. And, the response was far different.
Lots of people wanted daddy this time, didn't they?
They did.
Daddy and toilet paper. Daddy and toilet paper.
Lots of toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think you can argue that the effect here so far has been less than H1N1. I don't think it's been less globally. I think you look around the world, and yes, I don't have those statistics in front of me, but I would guess that the coronavirus has been a much more communicable and deadly disease than H1N1 was.
It's very deadly wherever they have socialized medicine. That we know. It's very deadly where they have socialized medicine. And what this boils down to, I think, in a lot of cases, is we have been going in such a politically correct trajectory and trying to, all these places have been trying to adopt these leftist ideas that in the first real test, in the first real load-bearing burden moment, guess what? They fail. They fail miserably. They can't do, they're nothing. They're nothing. So, anyway. We could talk about this for a while. You and I should do a video feed. We would rip that one up. That's what we should do. That's what we should do, Dan. You think about that. Get with my people. Get with my people.
Okay.
At thetruthaboutguns.com, you can find references to this. All day, this kind of stuff all day, every day. Today you can look and see if they're dumping their pockets out, what they're carrying for their weapon and their other EDC accoutrement. And you can find out stuff. We're going to talk about when we get back about this 65-year-old mom, grandmom, whatever she was. She decided to engage a 19-year-old home invader. And we'll talk about that when we get back. My guest is Dan Zimmerman, and this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat, life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing the United States will temporarily halt funding the WHO.
Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less.
New numbers out from Johns Hopkins University say over 2,500 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 is approaching 600,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I am talking to the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and everybody talked about this last week, but I was holding this till I got to speak to Dan about this. Apparently, I used to love those Arlie Ermey commercials, where the Glock commercials where the guy would break into the house and the girl would be waiting on the other side of the, you know, the door, and he'd be out there selling hot dogs. Goes, looked like he picked the wrong house.
Exactly.
That was the case. A 19-year-old dude, did he pick the wrong house?
Yeah, I think he did. This happened in Fredericksburg, Texas. It's about an hour and a half west of where I'm sitting right now.
Right.
Saturday night, some 19-year-old kid who was apparently on something started banging on a gentleman's door. And he got up to investigate, and I apparently made the mistake of opening a sliding glass door or something, and the guy got in. And he got a hold of the gentleman, who I think was 73 years old, put him in chokehold and choked him until he was unconscious. In the meantime, his 65-year-old fiance was there, screaming at the attacker to stop, and when he didn't, she ran in the bedroom, grabbed, what do you know, a firearm, and did something I wouldn't have done. She fired a warning shot. That didn't do anything. So the next shot went at the attacker, hit him in the head, and killed him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what you have is a crazed 19-year-old intruder forced his way into a home in the middle of the night and probably would have easily overpowered two seasoned citizens but for the fact that the woman had and was able to use a firearm. Funny thing is, criminals tend not to pay attention to little things like stay-at-home orders, shelter-in-place guidelines, that type of thing. And they don't really care about laws or anything like that. And if you listen to people like Shannon Watts or Chris Brown or John Feinblatt or any of these, our other betters in the civilian disarmament industrial complex, they love to tell you that if a female has a gun, it's most likely to be used against her rather than by her in a defensive gun use. Well, this woman probably didn't have any tactical training, probably wasn't, you know, an expert in that gun's manual of arms. She knew how to hold it and point it and shoot it.
Yeah, she was a master of point shooting, wasn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And she was able to do this in a high-stress situation in, you know, in the middle of the night while somebody was attacking her significant other. She took, and after the warning shot, she took aim and she shot him. And she probably saved herself, probably saved his life, she probably saved her own life. And that's the kind of thing that people like Gabby Giffords and others just can't stand. They hate to hear successful defense gun use stories like that, which is why we spotlight them as often as we do.
Yeah. How much better could that get?
Not much. I wish the gentleman hadn't opened his door and allowed the
I'm talking about the lady's response. I mean, going in there, she tried to be humane, so she fired a warning shot, which would not have been what I had done. But then, I mean, gosh, the SEALs that went after Osama bin Laden weren't that as good a shot as she was.
No, she did one shot, and she put him out
one
of
shot,
everyone's
one
misery. Yeah, exactly.
He went into the room temperature. Room temperature Watusi at that point.
He did.
So, was anybody shocked that this criminal wasn't sheltering in place?
You should be if you pay any attention. The funny thing is, criminals don't they just don't care, and they're not going to pay attention to a stay-at-home order. This guy, younger, faster, stronger than these two elderly folks, but it didn't matter, and that's because they had a tool on hand to defend themselves and to keep themselves safe. Thank goodness they did.
Yeah, this is one thing you don't mess with: old people. Armed old people will kill you.
No, I know they tend to. They tend to act, and they don't worry about niceties.
No, every time I hear about somebody over the age of, and Melody here, she comes in right at the very bottom, up 65 years old. Every time I hear about that, it's always where, you know, the armed elderly person killed the home intruder.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times this happened with older gentlemen, too, and people listen to you, don't mess with an old guy.
Yeah,
because they will put you down.
Yeah, they can't get up there and go, okay, Marquis of Queensberry rules, all right. Mm-hmm. And you know, they got to do it the way old Sam Colt envisioned it.
Yes, yes.
So
exactly, and thank goodness he did. And you know, we now have well over 100 million people in this country who agree that a firearm is a wonderful way of protecting yourself and your family.
I would, you know, I do you think it's that little? It's that
no, I think it's actually a lot more than that. The official number is about 100 million. We just added hundreds of thousands of more first-timers.
Who comes up with that official number, though? I mean, wasn't it like 100 million when Obama took office?
Yeah, I mean, that's based on polling data, and there are an awful lot of people who will not tell a pollster, you know, that they own a firearm.
Yeah.
So that's a very conservative number. The real number is probably half again as many as that, I would expect.
You know, maybe if we were to go really conservative on this, they would stop pushing the gun control so much if they thought there were just not that many people that had guns. So why don't we start using a number like 12?
Yeah, because then they think that those 12 people own 400 million firearms in this country, and oh my God, look at these massive arsenals.
Well, no, let's just do a. For the leftists, they get out there. They're not confined by stuff like facts and logic and stuff like that. They can get out there and say, while they were trying to impeach Trump, then they can say, why wasn't he doing something about coronavirus? Well, he was being impeached by you guys. Why didn't you do something about it while you were impeaching him? But I'd like to play by those rules. You think we could do that? Could we get that going by close of business?
Yeah, I'm not optimistic.
Well, we can dream, can't we? It can be just like in The Wizard of Oz. And for those of you right now that are at home and you're looking for something to read, you can go to thetruthaboutguns.com and you can cover the gamut of everything, whether it's politics or the latest gun grabber news or this 65-year-old lady who fires two shots and, you know, dispatches a home invader, which makes him a good home invader. Finally, one I can appreciate. Check them out at thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Speaking with Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief at TheTruthAboutGuns.com, every now and again, somebody has to run an article, and I agree that they should be run all the time, but they have to do the breakdown because one of the, you know, the gun grabbers tell a very conflated tale about this and about that, and this article, The Lies the Gun Control Industry Tells Us. It's about time for that, because they're still out there pushing their gospel. What is the biggest thing that strikes you that they omit to tell the American public when they're out there talking about the epidemic of gun violence?
Well, they love to tell people how many Americans die as a result of a firearm every day. But what they don't tell you, usually, is what percentage of those are suicides and what percentage of those are gang-related violence. And of the roughly 100 or so that are people who die, about 60%, 65% of those are suicides, and roughly 30% is gang related, and the rest are a very small amount of accidents, which are at an all-time low, and there's the occasional police shooting and that type of thing, but by far the vast majority are suicides and gang violence. And that is something that if Americans understood more of, they might have a different idea about the role of guns in society and the quote unquote gun violence epidemic we're allegedly experiencing, which of course is has been debunked time and time again. The biggest chunk of that is suicides. And as has been shown, frequently, people who are suicidal, unfortunately, are going to fight, more times than not, find a way to do it, independent of means. They don't have a firearm, they'll do it some other way. If you could wave a magic wand and make all the guns in the country go away, you probably wouldn't make a significant dent in the number of suicides in this country.
Right.
Look at a country like
Japan.
Japan, exactly. It's the first one that comes to mind. They have very, very few civilian-owned firearms, and they have a suicide rate that dwarfs ours.
One thing I'd like to find out about gang violence. 34% of all gang members are Hispanic. But apparently they're a little more disciplined because they don't have so many turf battles, right? Because most of the gang members that get killed are black, right? But now MS-13 is a very vicious gang, right? And they cut. I'd like to find out the actual number of deaths attributed to gangs and not just gun violence, because I think there's something really missing there in their little in some of their stuff that we could actually use to our advantage. Because I find no moral high ground to somebody killing me with a brick versus a gun, or hacking me to death with a machete, or beating me to death, or whatever the trendy way to go would be. I just don't see anybody talking about that, because they kill more ways than just shooting people.
I have no doubt. I just know that of the 100 or so people who die every day, about 80% of the criminal firearm deaths are due to gangs. Whether they're black, Hispanic, white, whatever, I don't have that kind of information. But I know that about 80% of it is gang related, and as you say, it doesn't matter. A dead is dead, whether they do it with a gun or they do it with a knife or they do it with a car. However they do it, you're dead. One of the segments of society that are least susceptible to gun control laws are gangs. If anybody thinks that. A new gun control law or an assault weapons ban or any other restrictions on firearms ownership in this country is going to affect organized gangs and whether or not they're able to get their hands on firearms, that they're deluding themselves. A country with 400 million firearms, it doesn't slow people down in Australia. It doesn't slow gangs down in the UK, it's certainly not going to do it here.
You know, one thing about gun control, and the thing about gun control that I dislike the most is that gun control is never meant to stop a criminal. Have you ever noticed that?
No. What it's meant to do is to put up barriers and make it harder, more expensive, and more inconvenient for law-abiding citizens to arm themselves.
But if you look at all other law. That comes into trying to regulate violence, for example, or typical law breaking where police would be involved in it, like traffic law. They have a clear cut barrier right up there saying don't go faster than this, and then if you're caught going faster than this, then they have various ways to prove that you've gone faster than this, and only then do they take action against you, and you can own a car that'll go a million miles an hour. But they're not going to do anything about it until they catch you doing it that way, right?
Correct.
Same with just about anything else out there as far as law that pertains to the way we treat each other. There's all kinds of things out there. And only with guns do they get out there passing a law that is, Siri's talking to me now, the ghost in the machine. Only then do they, that's the only law that they pass that they know is not going to affect a criminal.
It doesn't. It never has, and it never will. Criminals, by their very nature, don't comply with gun control laws. They don't care. The only people you are going to inconvenience and affect are law-abiding people. And the more law the more gun control laws you pile on those people, the fewer guns law-abiding people are going to own because they tend to comply with those laws, and the fewer of them are able to defend themselves from the criminals who would rob them, assault them, rape them, murder them. You're going to end up with more dead citizens and no fewer criminals on the streets.
But unlike the other laws, like the way they practice with gun control laws, is it always ends up being something where, you know, it could hurt the law-abiding more than it helps them. But
absolutely.
Before we run out of time, Dan and I are going to start our own video feed. It's going to be called The Dan Show. I'm going to be like the Ed McMahon. I'll be the Ed McMahon role. And
just going to sit on the couch and chuckle?
And chuckle. And correct you all, sir, that kind of thing. You know, that kind of thing. And that's going to be starting here soon, and we'll make it available on Facebook, and everybody can come see us, and we'll give you some good video TV-type stuff. We should do that, because right now we would be even with everybody out there. Same production value with everybody out there right now. Same production value.
Just do it via Zoom or Google Hangouts or something like that?
Yeah. And, you know, we could be the people. So, anyway, thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You can find Dan and his work at thetruthaboutguns.com. We're going to be coming up on hour number 3. And, you know, as we go along, we'll keep on, you know, this all of this is going to be over with soon. All this coronavirus nonsense is going to be over with soon. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.